But Eric, yeah, in terms of, I mean, how do you view equities and the equity risk premium in this context of what we're talking about and sources of risk?
I tend to think that the economic discussion is relevant to the extent that it's a pretty stable economic backdrop, but I do think psychological factors are much more relevant to asset pricing at the aggregate. I think there is a psychological shift occurring, which is threefold. It's one about people's actual experience. So all of the talk of economic problems doesn't appear to be materializing. All those fears about recession don't appear to be materializing. It's partly a decaying memory of 08, and it's partly a sense that we have to generate a return. And so the perceived safety asset isn't delivering us that return. So I think it's that shift, fundamental shift in risk preferences, that is driving stock markets, which may also explain why volatility is low, because it's not actually about news flow. So if the stock market isn't responding to news, it's responding to gradual shifts in risk preferences, you'll get a decline in volatility. To me, that's a more plausible explanation of what's happening. And I think there's a material risk that it ends with a very, very elevated stock market.
Right, so I had a beer, Matt, where I'd written down a few things to talk about. I think we've covered most of them. Right, we're off to Kilkenny now, so...
It'll be fun.
Yeah, excellent.
Cheers.